This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I hope your day is starting well. And the thing that I love about starting a day is taking some time with God at the beginning of it. Do you know that that sets your mind for the day? It gets your relationship with God on the front, on the main burner of your life, so that you are aware of God's presence with you. You bring the issues of your day to Him, and then as you face those issues, you remember that you've talked to God about them, that He is involved with them with you. So I hope it's your practice every day to start your day with some time with God, and we do that a little bit together here every weekday morning at this time. We're going through the book of Romans, and I want to just go back to some of the things that we've read in the last week or two. In Romans chapter 9, Paul just shares his heart about his concern for his own people who don't yet have a living relationship with God. He says, "I'm telling the truth in Christ. I'm not lying, my conscience bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit, that I have great sorrow and unceasing grief in my heart. For I could even wish that I myself were accursed and separated from Christ for the sake of my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites." And Paul's great burden for his own people to know Jesus Christ as he has, and his willingness even to be cut off from Jesus Christ if only they could come in his place into a living relationship with God. I wonder where you are in your life. If you have a living relationship with Jesus Christ, is it on your heart to really be thinking about the people around you and whether or not they know God and all that He means to you? Not only what He means to you every day, but the reality of eternity and what it's going to mean when death comes to you. And death is no longer the end of everything for you, but it's a doorway into this awesome eternity with God. Don't you want those things for your friends? Don't you want them to find real meaning in life through Jesus Christ? I encourage you to just make it a part of your conversation, not to preach at people, nobody likes that, but rather to just share with people openly about your relationship with God. Tell them about what happened over the weekend at church. Tell them what you love about what God has done in your life. Just share it as a part of natural conversation, a part of your life that you're sharing with them. You know, if you are listening and you don't have a living relationship with God, just be aware that there are probably people around you in life who do. And you need to try and figure out who that is, who has a real living relationship with God, not just religious, but seems to know God. There's something different about their lives, and ask them about it. Get them to tell you about what God means to them and how they came into a living relationship with God. Because the reality is, God has put them in your life to reveal Himself to you through them. So don't miss this opportunity God is giving you through that person to get to know Him. Ask them about it. I'm sure they'll be happy to tell you. And you know, there's nothing better in life than your relationship with God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.